33 to 36. Welcome to the next level. That's what flashed on the screen of 1990s video games after mastering one level. The next level was always more challenging than the one before. Well, today God invites you to the next level, not of a video game, but of the Christian life. The next level, however, isn't more challenging, it's less. Before we find out what the next level is, it's helpful to look at the level most of us are now on. On this level, people feel free to question God. On this level, people see second God right and left all the time. You're on this level if you're not content with what the rich, with the riches of God you have. If you're not on, you're on this level if you're not, if you believe that you should have more than you do. If you believe that God is not being fair, that he should give you a better job, greater blessings, more of his riches, you are not ready for the next level. On the level most Christians live day to day on, not only is questioning God's riches a daily thing, but so is questioning his wisdom. His unsearchable judgments are searched. Efforts are made to map out his untraceable past through the use of that never-ending why question. Why did God do this? Why did God allow that? Why or did he do this that way? Although no man or woman has ever been God's counselor, although he has never turned to anybody for advice, on this level, Christians, act like God needs them for a counselor. On the level most of us live, God's riches and wisdom, they're questioned, they're debated, they're second-guessed. And so is his knowledge. Everybody thinks they know better than God does on this level. What God says in his word, well, that doesn't settle anything. That's only God's opinion, you know. This level is arrogant and downright sinful. When we're on this level, we're on our high horse. We're on our soapbox. We're up the Tower of Babel. We're shaking our fist at God. We're lecturing him, or for plight. We're slipping one arm over his shoulder saying, let me tell you, Lord, how things should be. But no matter how plight we are, when we're on this level, we're no different than that damn man in Luke 16 screaming at Father Abraham that God's way of salvation was wrong. Yes, accusing, second-guessing, or questioning God, that's straight out of hell itself. And no matter what circumstances may be, no matter how long you suffer, no matter how justified you may think your questions are, no matter how much other people may support you in your questioning, no matter how much they accept your bitter, intellectual, arrogant questioning of God, God's going to call you to judgment for it. Don't think so? Think again. If God called Job to account for questioning him after he lost 7 children, all of his possessions, and his health, do you really think God won't call you to account? But in the middle of affliction, pain, or grief, you're probably not that afraid of being knocked off your high horse, of having your soapbox pulled away, of having your Tower of Babel destroyed. But aren't you tired of the misery, tired of the anxiety, tired of the agitation? Read Ecclesiastes. There you find the memoirs of a man who tried to know what God knows and to trace all his untraceable paths. And what did Solomon find? Only vanities of vanities, emptiness of emptiness. When we live on the level that feels it's right to question God, we are in effect our own God. And then everything becomes jumbled. Using a computer analogy, man does not have the capacity to run God's programs. Using a biblical analogy, the riches, wisdom, and knowledge of God are so deep that man can't safely wade into them, let alone get to the bottom of. Thank God, therefore, for the sake of Christ, we don't have to stay on this level. Thank God he invites us to another level, but it's not like in those video games. You don't have to master one level to be welcome to the next. Simply and solely because of God's love, grace, and mercy for you in Christ, he welcomes you to the next level. Jesus played the game in your place, and he played it perfectly. But then he paid the price for you to freely go to the next level He paid that price in blood, sweat, and tears. His, not yours. Christians on this new level give all glory to God forever. No matter what happens, no matter how bad things are, no matter how miserly the riches of God seem, no matter how foolish his wisdom feels, no matter how limited his knowledge appears, people on this level give all glory to God. I am not urging you to do what Pentecostals do. They'll give all glory and praise to God with cheerful voice because of the death of a loved one, because of a disease they have. But this is not how the woman who lost her son acted in Elisha's day. No, she went to Elisha in grief for help. Neither is this how the New Testament church acted when Eutychus fell asleep during Paul's sermon and fell out of the window to his death. They didn't thank God for his death. On the contrary, they were alarmed, and Paul raised him to life. Nor did Christ stoically thank God because people died or were sick. No, he wept for his friend Lazarus, and he had compassion on the sick. Giving glory to God always isn't the same as being happy, or agreeing, or thankful. It's recognized that God is glorified by all that happens. He is to be praised at all times for his riches, wisdom, and knowledge, even if we can't be happy at how his riches are distributed, agree with what his wisdom decides, or thankful for his knowledge. David was on this level when he wrote, "My heart is not proud, O Lord, my eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother." That's the level of another psalmist when he wrote, "As the eyes of the slaves look to the hand of their master, so our eyes look to thee. So our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us mercy." This is the level Job was on when he repented of questioning God. "Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." God doesn't want you on this level for his sake, but yours. God doesn't need you to give him glory always, but he wants you to enjoy the pleasure and peace of this level. He wants you to pass your days on this earth like a weaned child passes his days on the lap of his mother. What God wants you to have no more cares or worries than a slave does in the house of a gracious, loving, merciful master. God wants you to have the joy that the angels and saints in heaven know. But where is the path to that level? That path is not up, it's down. Down on your knees. Our text ends with it. From God, through God, and to God are all things. In one sentence, Paul maps out the path from grieving over God's actions to glorifying him come what may. The first step towards the next level is to recognize that God is the source of all things. Literally, out of him come all things. It's not true what evolution teaches, that chemical reactions have brought about the creation we now see. It's not true, as certain philosophies would have us believe, that the universe is eternal. It's not true, as the New Agers would have us believe, that power comes from inside of us. All things flow out of God. He is the only self-sustaining being there is. Everything that lives, everything that has power, gets it from him. Every form of energy, be it a beating heart, a blazing sun, or a splitting atom, it comes from him. There's no renegade energy here. There's nothing in the universe that does not depend on God for power. Be it aliens from a different solar system, terrorists from a different country, or devils from the depths of hell itself. There's only one power in the universe, and he is your God and tender father in Jesus. What father in this room does not want to use the power at his disposal to take good care of his children? How then could we ever believe, how could we ever think, how could we ever question whether our loving, perfect Heavenly Father would somehow want worse than us sinful fathers? From God are all things. That's the first step, the first stone the foot of faith steps on while going down to that next level. Through God are all things. That's the second level. God is the medium of existence for all things. He's not only the source of all power, but as Paul says in Acts 17, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Get it? Paul does not say, in medicine, in physical fitness, in technology, we live, move, and have our being. He says, in God, we do. None of those things are bad in and of themselves. God blesses his people through medicine, physical fitness, and technology. But none of these things are what keep us going. Therefore, none of the things should lead us to question or to second guess the richest wisdom or knowledge of God. God often leads down paths that cannot be traced backwards or forwards to good medicine, sound physical fitness, or modern technology. But it's in him we live, move, and have our being, not in them. The paths he takes us down are leading us towards everlasting life, though they may lead far away from earthly knowledge, wisdom, and tech. They never lead away from eternal life in him. First stepping stone for faith is from God are all things. The second is through God are all things. The third is to, literally, it's into God are all things. God has always been the goal. God's point in bringing you into existence was not to bring you into happiness, into peace, or even into love. God's goal was always to bring you into himself. Therefore, things are going to happen that are contrary to our happiness, to our peace, and even to our feeling of being loved. But they are never, ever contrary to God's goal to bring you into himself. Lift up your eyes. Lift them off the bank accounts, success stories, love stories, and peaceful, easy feelings. Lift your eyes all the way to heaven itself, to the dwelling place of God, and see that this is where he means for you to be, and is not going to be satisfied until you're there. This is what his only beloved son sweat and bled and cried for. This is what he suffered hell for you to have. The paths he now leads you to heaven on, they may be unsearchable, they may be past finding out, but the place he's leading you to is not. It's a place, according to Psalm 84, where one day is better than 1,000 here on earth. See, that brings us to our knees, and that's the next level. Welcome. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all human understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.